This episode was created with the support of Free FM, Hamilton, New Zealand's community access media organisation. Visit us at freefm.org.nz.
And I believe with all of my heart that it is a contributing factor to our juvenile delinquency of today. I 100% believe it. Why I believe that is because I know how it feels when you sing it. I know the lost position that you get into in the beat.
I'm Oliver Gray, and this is A Sonic Youth. Join me as I explore the greatest indie rock with classic tracks, new releases, and my own Desert Island selection. Welcome to episode 151 of A Sonic Youth. Later in the show, we're going to be looking at a new track from each of Best Bets, Nada Surf, and Bieber Doobie. But first, Dinosaur Jr.'s reissue of their 2009 LP Farm. Opening the show was one of the new tracks included on the 15th anniversary reissue of Farm, named Creepies. It's a rare instrumental track with some typically epic J Mascis guitar work. When the original Dinosaur Jr. lineup of J Mascis, Lou Barlow, and Murph reformed in 2005, some had questions about whether they could recapture any of the magic of their original three trailblazing albums in the 80s, Dinosaur, You're Living All Over Me, and Bug. They put many of the naysayers to bed with their first album of the reformed period, 2007's Beyond. That's a great album, featuring my favourite Dinosaur Jr. track, Crumble. The follow-up 2 years later, the original release of Farm, showed they could do it again. Their next record, 2012's I Bet on Sky, is my favourite Dinosaur Jr. album. But we're talking about Farm. The deluxe reissue comes with four extra tracks, including a cover of a Zombies song called Whenever You're Ready, which I played on episode 146, and our show's opening track, Creepies, and our next track, Houses. Houses has been in circulation as a B-side to the single release of Farm's opening track, Pieces. It's a cover of Canadian-American obscure folk singer-songwriter and friend of Neil Young, Elise Weinberg. The original version by Elise Weinberg also features Neil Young on guitar. Another great cover of the song is by Courtney Barnett. The Dinosaur Jr. version is obviously a lot different to the folky original. It has a strong Neil Young and Crazy Horse sound. Definitely fits the intention Mascis had when he started Dinosaur Jr. to create, quote, ear-splitting country. Here's their take on Houses.
I'd never make it in your house. You could never make it in mine. Even if we were both well men, I'm born in another time. Just like a circle around the sun. Just like a circle around the sun. While my song's just just like a circle around the sun. I can never make it in your jail. You can never make it in mine. Even if we were both well men, I'm born in another time. Just like a circle around the sun. I've got my ticket in my hand, and I'm bound for the promised land. Just like a circle around the sun. I could never lie down in the ditch. You would never want to in mine. Even if we were both well men, I'm born in another time. Just like a circle around the sun. Just like a circle around the sun. When my song's just begun. Just like a circle around the sun. I can never make it in your house. You can never make it in. We were both well men. I'm born in another time. Just like a circle around the sun. Like a circle around the sun. And my song's just begun. Just like a circle.
I'm Oliver Gray, this is A Sonic Youth, and that was Dinosaur Jr. with a cover of Elise Weinberg's Houses. Next up this week is the latest single from New Zealand's Best Bets. They're releasing a new album at the end of September with Melted Ice Cream Records. It's called The Hollow Husk of Feeling. I played an earlier pre-release single, Monster, on episode 145. The latest single is called Spooky Signals. It's a great piece of jangly NZ power pop, invoking plenty of Big Star and The Replacements and Elephant Six Grip.
Trying to resist forces beyond their control.
That was Best Bets with their new single Spooky Signals on a Sonic Youth. Next up, we have my favourite track from Bieber Doobie's new album, This Is How Tomorrow Moves. Bieber Doobie is 24-year-old Filipino-English singer-songwriter B. Kirsty and her band. From her earliest singles in 2017 and 2018 to now, Bieber Doobie has cemented herself as a leader in the modern indie pop scene, and therefore a leading alternative to the torrent of tedious modern pop artists. She's currently ranked as the 400th most streamed Spotify artist, numbers bolstered by her debut single Coffee. The remix by Palfu of that song became one of the biggest original TikTok hit songs. My favourite Bieber Doobie tracks are the singles she released in 2019, She Plays Bass and I Wish I Was Stephen Malkmus. Those are great pieces of indie pop. But, like contemporaries Clairo, Soccer Mummy, and to a lesser extent Snail Mail, B's music has seemed, to me at least, to get more and more soft and poppy over time. And that's worked for those artists, especially Clairo and B, and that has opened them up to legions of new fans. But it's not what I look to from them. This new Bieber Doobie record is, unfortunately, much of the same. It's good music, I'm sure, but just not of interest to me. One song does stand out though, although it still doesn't have the same rock energy of those aforementioned 2019 singles. The standout track is called Take a Bite. It's a very pleasant and very catchy track, which makes heavy use of B's well-loved voice.
The kiss on the lips, but I think I might take a bite.
This is a Sonic Youth, and that was Bieber Doobie with Take a Bite from her new album This Is How Tomorrow Moves. Our next new release is another new single from the upcoming Nada Surf album. New York power pop indie rockers Nada Surf, one of my very favourite bands. Their 1996 masterpiece debut High Low was the topic of the very first episode of this show. Their new album, their 10th, Moon Mirror, is due for release on the 13th of September. The latest single is called Losing, and while it isn't quite the pop magic of their mid-2010 records, any upbeat tracks with the songwriting and voice of frontman Matthew Kors is likely to be pretty great. That was Nada Surf with Losing, the latest single from their upcoming record Moon Mirror. To finish off this week's A Sonic Youth, we have one more favourite track from Dinosaur Jr.'s Farm Reissue. This isn't one of the new tracks featured on the reissue, but it is another great track from the original that I didn't have time to play during my first look into Farm on episode 146. This track is some of my favourite guitar on the album, from the indie rock Hendrix, Mr. J. Maskus. Next week we're looking at the new MJ Lenderman record, Manning Fireworks. But to see us off, here's Dinosaur Jr. and I Don't Wanna Go There.
I'm gone.
Thanks for listening to A Sonic Youth. For more episodes, visit freefm.org.nz or search A Sonic Youth on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, iHeartRadio, and on the accessmedia.nz app. Also, follow me on Instagram and Facebook at A Sonic Youth Podcast.
This Free FM podcast was brought to you with support from New Zealand On Air.